Phoneboy Speaks, episode 324, Not So Self-Serving. During my lifetime, I've noticed a trend toward self-service. And, you know, probably the first thing I noticed was gas stations, because like when I was younger, there was certainly full-service gas stations were far more common. And now, except in a couple of states where it's required that, to have somebody pump your gas rather than yourself, Oregon and New Jersey, I think, come to mind, that gas stations are self-serve, and there's, they don't have service stations anymore. They'd have food marts, I guess. Theirs are apparently more lucrative than repair stations. But, and then you've got, in the grocery stores, right? I mean, now they've got the self-service checkouts. They also have them in Costco and Home Depot and various other stores. And, then of course there's, things like travel, right? I mean, In the early days, you used to go to a travel agent to book your reservations for you, and now you go on Expedia, or if you're doing corporate travel, you most likely have some sort of corporate travel system where it's automated, and you just basically pick the flights you want, and it books it for you, and according to company rules. But as I was struggling with the internet connection here in the hotel, and struggling with trying to get exactly the flights I wanted, I realized that I was spending, I think I spent a good hour last night actually trying to get my flights booked, and I had to start over a few times, and I realized that maybe I'm not saving a whole lot of time by doing this, right? It was certainly easier when I could pay somebody else to do it, and I didn't have to worry about, trying to pick the right flights. I tell somebody else and they do it. And also, when you go to the store, right? I mean, working the cash register and all that stuff. It's none of the stuff's hard, right? I mean, but if you're doing it day in and day, you're doing it, over and over again and day in and day out, you get pretty good at, ringing things up and doing the different tasks that are involved. I've seen actual travel agents use their computer to try and look up flights and stuff. And they're using this old archaic system, which, is probably what the websites are using to they're on the back end, they're just a terminal on one of these, one of these legacy systems that's been doing, that's got all the travel things in there. It's been that way for a long time. And I wonder, okay, so how much time am I really saving by doing it myself? I get the control, right? I get the illusion of control, but if something goes wrong, right, it takes me longer to figure it out and to cancel it and start over and whatever. So the question I ask my listeners is, are you really saving time by using these self-service systems, or are you just, making it easier for somebody else to make money? I think the answer to that question is no, it's probably not in the long run. Now these companies, of course, are kind of getting us all set up to just be in this self-service mindset. And I realized that I use the self-checkout lines as much as anybody else does. But am I really saving time? No, because I'm not efficient at using the little scanners or whatever. So I'm not really saving a whole lot of time. I think I might be, or maybe I think I am, but on the plus side, I don't have to talk to anybody when I go through the checkout line. I can just go in and go out and, not say hi to anybody. I don't know. Maybe that's not right. But are you really saving time by doing that? By doing self-checkout? No, I don't think so. You're just making it so that these other companies that are employing these systems can make more money and employ less people. And I guess that's really the issue, less people are getting employed because these self-service systems in place and consumers expect self-service. That's, I think, contributing to some of the lack of employment problems that are existing, at least in the U.S. I don't know what's going on in the other parts of the world. I assume that there's similar trends, but I assume that this self-service model is at least partially to blame for the lack of jobs. Let's vote for jobs! Yay!
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.